Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we have got 3 hours of fun for you. Yes, you got to keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. The iHeartRadio app or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be sorry when you keep it locked with us, the Odd Couple. And yet, if you sense a little extra pep in my step, a little extra glide in my stride, a little extra boom in my voice, it is because I'm ready. Finally. The NBA Finals are here, and however it goes, it's going to be exciting. If it's a blowout by Golden State, oh my! Steph, Klay, what in the world? What a dynasty! If they get blown out, oh my! Is Boston about to... These guys are young. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are both 25 and under. What does the future hold for them? And if it's a tough, hard-fought, close series, then we all benefit from that one. So I'm excited. I'm not even going front. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. I am great. Yes, I'm excited, like I said.
Yeah, everything is great. I mean, you don't even – it's the NBA Finals. It's the end of the season, and – a new champion will be crowned, so I think it speaks for itself, and people are interested to see how this thing plays out. I know everybody has talked up the Warriors all the way, and And then you have Boston.
People picking Boston too.
Yep. And then I saw
mostly Warriors.
The ESPN, what is it? That tracker thing.
Basketball Power Index. They got Boston going 83. Last one I saw was 86%.
Yeah, something like that. It was in the 80s. Yeah, no, you might be right. I knew it was like 83 or 85, somewhere around there. So
it's not hard to make an argument for the Celtics.
No, it's not.
I'm not
going to lie. No. I mean anybody who thinks that they're not and they've been tested in this postseason and they've had to do what they can in order to get there. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. The NBA, and I just hope – I don't really want to put it out there because I hope it doesn't happen, but we see nothing but injuries all postseason. Chris, that's all I'm hoping. I'm to the high heavens. Can we play with the guys here? I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want to hear, oh, so-and-so didn't have this guy. I just want to see, can we get through 7 games?
You know what? But if it happens, hey.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
I'm just saying the way that the
That's one of the I don't know.
You know what I mean, right?
Who knows? But it's always there are a lot of series, Rob, even great ones we think about where injuries played a factor.
Right, but this postseason it just seemed as if there were a lot. I don't know. Remember,
there's been a lot, and we talked about.
That's what I'm saying.
There's been more,
but I'm hoping that we can just have a clean final. We'll get through the 7 games.
I mean,
or whatever.
Certainly, you don't want anybody getting hurt.
No,
here's where I will agree. I mean, we don't want anybody getting hurt, but you certainly don't want Tatum, Brown,
or Steph,
Horford,
or something. You know,
Steph, Clay, Draymond. You know, like there's certain even Wiggins. Like you, Smart. You don't want the key guys being out. And you're right. We hope that that's
we
not
hope
the case.
That's the case. Right. And, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's just see how it plays out. All right, we got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Tyshirt, of course, off. Today, I mean, he got to take a day or two off per week. But in his place, we're not complaining because our man, Iowa Sam, is in full effect. He's always fun. My homeboy from the cornfield.
Yes.
It's a TV theme song Thursday, too, so he won't get the show off on the wheels of steel.
That's
but
right.
Still, he'll have his fun. Super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, our man, the professional, Steve Desager. All right, Rob, let's get to it. You wrote a column on Deadspin.com about Steph Curry. You can tell me the title. I don't remember the title.
This was a while ago. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About Steph Curry ruining the game of basketball. When did you write it?
I don't remember. I'm going to look it up because it's been a while. But I did. I talked about the three-point. Everybody's a three-point shooter. Steph ruined the game. I know other people have talked about it. I think Mark Jackson in a different light. But I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of how the game has changed, but in a bad way. You know, like I'm not against the three-pointer. I understand it. But I think everybody thinks that they're three-point shooters, and that's what I think I don't like about the game, that it's only three-pointers or dunks. And there's a whole different basketball out there that used to be played, and I'm not trying to turn the clock back.
The key is, do you blame Steph?
Yeah, because Steph took, from this standpoint, and when you watch that NBA 75 game changes,
we got your quote.
Not yet. But I'm just saying, when you listen to it, you know there are prominent coaches on there saying that he was taking shots that coaches would cringe and coaches would. Absolutely. It had been anybody else, and if he didn't make them with regularity, I mean, like that was the issue. If Steph would have missed a number of those early on, then people would have had him tone it down. But he was making them. So that made him be even more bold and step, you know, at half court and launch and stuff like that, that people would be like, oh, that's a terrible shot. Oh, it went in. Okay, it went in. And then it would be no big deal. And you know what? You talked about it, Chris. You were semi-critical, not totally critical, of Jimmy Butler taking that three-point shot. In a situation,
that's the thing. How can you praise that?
No,
shot?
Hold on. I'm about to say this, and maybe Jimmy Butler and others take threes now that maybe they wouldn't have had we not gone three ball happy because of Steph Curry. And that's what I'm saying, is that I could almost blame that shot on Steph as well. Oh, so anyway,
I can't wait to grab the mic.
Okay, so anyway.
Let's play your little
whatever
the heck you
said
in the top 75 show.
Yes.
We both were featured in it. And here's Rob's comment about Steph ruining
it. It has some text.
Curry behind the back twice, leads, fades, fires, it's up, it's good! A three ball for Curry!
The shots he takes are shots that most coaches cringe at.
What kind of shot is it? Sit down, man. Get out of the gym.
Until Steph Curry came along and started to say, hey, I can make these shots.
You're bench. You're not playing again. You're running suicides during a timeout.
He expects to make every shot he takes, and the fans expect every shot he takes to go in.
Steph back three. He backed it in from the side.
Steph ruined the game. Hello? Is this on?
Yeah! Hey, Chris!
That's it?
Can you believe I made it in there, that they put in something that wasn't glory of Steph Curry, that was a little to the left, a little bit, and I made it in there. I love it. Hello? Is this on? I haven't
got
that on.
It's not a good look. I don't know why you're so happy about it, because it ain't a good look. And first of all, this is what Rob said 3 minutes ago. They had coaches and players and scouts saying how he's taking bad shots. That was Rick Barry. Okay, all-time great. He can say what he wants. And Michael Rappaport. All right, I love Michael Rappaport. That's my man. But he ain't no basketball expert.
George Cole also said it. He's in there. He's a coach, Chris. George
I
Cole.
I heard Rappaport.
No.
But here's the thing.
He
here's
was in it
thing.
As well. I'm just trying to
Rob,
give you the 411.
Anybody worth their salt will tell you Steph Curry from beginning to now takes bad shots. There ain't no question about it. And they're absolutely right. If you took those shots back in the day, you getting benched. Just like if Jimmy Butler pulls up on a 2-on-3 fast break and shoots a 3-pointer, you getting benched. But here's the point, Rob. You can't blame Steph Curry for ruining. He didn't ruin the game. First of all, the game is not ruined. Game's in a good space, number one. Number two, Steph Curry is a phenom. Steph Curry is special. Steph Curry can do things that other people can't do. And what happens when you can do things that other people can't do is everybody emulates you. So, yes, you go out on the playground and kids are taking 30-footers. You go watch them in their little leagues and they're taking 25-footers. Everybody wants to shoot the three. But that's not Steph's fault. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and that is what it is. Just like, and Stephen A. said it today, we'll get into him and Durant later, but he said it today, and he was absolutely right. Well, he said Jordan ruined the game. I disagree with that, but my point is that if you're going to say Steph ruined the game, which is ridiculous, then you can say Jordan ruined the game. Because the same exact thing happened in the late 80s, early 90s. Michael Jordan was so phenomenal individually. He was had so many moves. He was so great in isolation. No one could stop him. That's how a lot of kids began playing. Everybody wanted to go one-on-one. And the NBA followed suit. Michael was so athletic that they were drafting players who didn't have many skills, but, man, they could jump out of the gym. They were quick as all get out, all because of Michael Jordan. And if you look at that period of Jordan and 20 years later, the game followed that pattern. ISO. Let me get an ISO guy. Let him go one-on-one. And that's not Jordan's fault.
No,
and I
but
didn't make you follow me. You can't do what I do. So go do your stuff. Don't do my stuff.
But if
it's
you
the same exact thing with Steph.
If you talk to most players, a lot of them, they all say they don't recognize this game. They don't like it.
You know that. You talk to players all the time. They're like, I can't even watch this.
So what?
Well, but
that don't mean the
not,
game is ruined.
They're not the
game is thriving.
That guys who played in the league who don't even want to watch it or think that it's not entertaining to them. And there are plenty of fans, Chris. There are got people
really?
Who don't enjoy it.
At an 8-year high.
All right, this year is working out, but there are people who
working
don't
out
like
with
it.
All the,
but there are people who don't
that
like it. That's
anything,
all I'm saying.
Rob?
No,
you
but
can say that about anything.
But I'm giving
this
my
ain't
opinion.
The time to say the game
but,
is struggling.
But I'm giving my opinion that there are people who don't like the game the way it
okay,
is.
Okay, and there's
and
people
they look
don't
at,
like everything.
And they don't. And they blame Steph Curry. I'm not alone. When you open up
who
the calls,
who blames Steph Curry?
There are other people who are on the same point of view of me. It ain't even like
here's
I'm on
Rob,
some island. I'm not on an island.
You're blaming Steph Curry.
I am.
More than the analytics geeks.
Yes.
Really?
I'm blaming Steph
it's
Curry for
Steph
taking
Curry's
ridiculous
fault.
Shots.
Okay,
that
so
happened. To go in.
Then that's his fault?
Yes.
Why is it his fault that he can shoot shots other people can't shoot?
I wish he would have missed and then they would have stopped him early
on.
Well,
you do because you ain't feeling him. But if you just look at it objectively, this is a guy that could do things other people can't
do. I'm as objective as they come when it comes to sport. Are you kidding me?
When it comes to
sport. I'm the most objective. I'm the one.
And here's the thing, Rob. Steph Curry isn't playing based on analytics. Steph Curry's playing his game. And Mike D'Antoni and other analytics-driven coaches and executives in the league, if you really want to talk about messing up the game, that's who you blame. Seriously, they're the ones telling their players, either to your point earlier, either take a three or take a shot in the paint. Nothing else. That's not Steph saying that. Steph actually shoots mid-range jump shots. I mean, up until the last couple years, he shot a lot of mid-range jump shots. And even when they were winning with KD, the Warriors shot a lot of mid-range stuff. Klay does too. So they don't buy fully into that analytics thing. So I'm with you. If you want to say criticize the way the game's played, it's not Steph's fault.
It's
Steph's
fault.
Steph is exciting.
Steph
is fun to watch. Allen Iverson himself said, yo, I love watching this dude.
And I know plenty of players who can't watch it who think that the game is ruined by
three. I don't
know
they can't watch Steph.
That the game
maybe
has been,
other players,
the
but
game,
they can't.
The game has
who can't watch Steph?
The game has been ruined by threes. And
by
a lot
analytics,
of,
by,
no,
not
but,
by
but,
Steph.
But Steph, because Steph.
Steph ain't say, you know what, these are the analytics, let me start shooting three. No, he's just a great shooter.
And he is change the way that people look at the game, and everybody thinks they're Steph Curry, and they're not. That's the problem.
Did Michael
Everybody's
Jordan ruin
not.
The game too?
No, Michael Jordan did
oh,
not
really?
Ruin the game. No.
It was the same with Mike. Everybody wanted to be like Mike.
Yeah,
what are
but
you
everybody,
about?
But the people didn't. The game didn't change.
They didn't try to play like
everybody
Mike.
Didn't
it
win.
Did change.
Everybody didn't play that way. Everybody didn't win
they
that
did.
Way.
They tried to
no,
go
they didn't.
ISO.
Not
teams went ISO. It wasn't Magic Bird. The pass is the beautiful thing. 5-man basketball. It was let me try to be like Mike. You're being exposed, Rob Parker, for a lack of objectivity.
No, what is called? What is called is I'm
99
not. I'm
Fox.
Not a sheep. You know, Iowa. I don't just follow the flock.
Six,
and everybody's
six.
Following
can
the
I give
flock.
Out the number?
Go ahead, give it out, sheep.
877-99. I ain't no sheep.
You're
I done
sheep.
Proven. I'm
you
not
already.
That.
Go ahead.
In every form of life, brother, I ain't no sheep.
I want to shave you and make a coat.
996. Don't talk about shaving me. You ain't getting that close to my body. 877-996-6369. Ah, couple. Fox Sports Radio. Did Steph Curry ruin the game of basketball? Ridiculous.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, is that a theme song? I was about to say, Rob's going to get salty.
No, that's Mad TV.
Oh, I never saw Mad TV. I never missed Mad TV.
What? You never saw Mad TV?
Never. I used to like the magazine. I mean, I wasn't an avid collector, but I saw it. You know, it was funny here and there.
I guess in Living Color, it was kind of like that, wasn't it? Like a, you know, a skit show, like Saturday Night
Live. Was it based on the magazine?
No, I just think it was called. Wasn't that Iowa Sam after In Living Color?
Iowa Sam probably don't remember.
I watched In Living Color and I watched Mad TV. I think they had a little overlap, maybe like 2 years.
Okay.
In Living Color was like early 90s.
A lot of superstars came out in Living Color.
When that show was on, that was like the biggest thing on a Sunday night. You remember that, Chris?
It was a good show. Definitely. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Did Steph Curry ruin the game of basketball?
All right, here we go. Tim in Spokane. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Hey, I'm with Rob. I mean, I don't know if it's actually, you know, Curry's fault. I think it's more has to do with palming the ball and carrying the ball, but the NBA has definitely been ruined. It's definitely not basketball the way basketball was meant to be played. It seems more like a ISO dunk contest game and a three-point contest.
Yep, every night, no doubt.
Well, I don't mind guys, Rob, saying, you know, they don't like the style of play today. I'm just saying you can't blame it on Steph. The analytics is more responsible than Steph.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call. Akeem in Queens, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Is this thing on? Oh, my God. I'm so excited to be on this call right now, Rob, Chris. I admire you guys. I love the show.
Appreciate it. Where in Queens are you, Akeem?
St. Albans. It's not too far from where you grew up, Rob, actually, I think.
Yeah, yep. I got married in St. Albans.
Chris got married in the Triangle Church right there on Linden.
Yes. Yep. It's walking distance for me. Yep. So, Chris, I watch you every day on First Things First.
Thank you.
But I have to say I'm a part of the Parker Platoon.
Oh. Yeah! Yeah!
You should have saved that line, my man.
I know. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sorry. There'll definitely be a day that I'll be a part of the Broussard
Brigade.
We're
pretty full. The wait list is pretty long.
Yeah, whatever. All right,
So I'm a major NBA fan. I'm going to enjoy the finals no matter what. But I will say, when I look back on my memories of those Lakers with Shaq and Kobe and the Pistons taking those guys on and Tim Duncan and the Spurs and how competitive those games were and how everything felt to come down to the last minute, I just feel like the game these days do come down to who shoots the best from the three. And there is no post-up game. There is no, like, you don't even see back cuts anymore in the NBA these days.
Well, except with the Warriors. The Warriors are one of the
Warriors, yeah, for sure. For sure. The Warriors are probably the only fundamentally sound team anymore. I mean, look at the Nets. They couldn't even run a set. Mm-hmm.
I don't have any problem, Rob, with what the callers are saying.
They agree with me.
I just don't blame Steph. That's ridiculous.
I've talked
about how, you know, you can't let the game become too three-point heavy, but that's just not Steph's fault. He's just great at it. That's not his fault. Everybody wants to follow him. All right, we got Celebrity Corner coming up next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
Our next guest, I mean, my good, he's been a movie star ever since I remember in college. Colors and Cool Runnings.
Why you gotta make him like he's old?
The Temptations, Waiting Exhale, and just recently, A Day to Die. He's a friend of the show. You've heard him on here before. Got some game, too. He told us he almost beat Isaiah Thomas 1-on-1. My man, Leon, what's up, man?
What's happening?
What's up? It's NBA Finals time, fellas.
Hey, you're excited as I am. I'm glad to hear it. Rob's not that excited. I'm glad to hear you're excited as I am.
I'm just like, I expect it to be good. It's the finals. I don't need to overhype it. I can't wait to watch, and I'm waiting for the Warriors to go down. Leon, who do you have in this, and why? That's what I want to know.
Well, hold on. Before you give us your pick, Leon, Rob and I were just having a debate. He says Steph Curry has ruined the game of basketball. Your thoughts? I disagree. Well, he thinks that's the case.
Well, I don't believe he's ruined the game of basketball, but he's most definitely has changed the game of basketball.
In a bad way. You just said it. In a bad way.
Not in a bad way.
Leon, you like this game? Leon, Jordan,
they said the same thing about Mike because everybody was emulating him.
Right, exactly. But more importantly is this. You're saying that someone ruined the game in a bad way when yet, the Golden State Warriors play the best brand of basketball in the entire league.
Great point.
No, but the problem, Leon, is other teams have emulated and players taking threes that aren't three-point shooters because they believe. But I'm asking you about watching the game, Leon. Leon, you enjoy this basketball you're watching? I'm just asking you, night in and night out, do you enjoy this game of threes or dunks?
I enjoy, I, I enjoy the way the Warriors play basketball. Number one in assists. No isolation ball in the last six sections. They get layups because they look for that last pass. The problem is, the reason why you don't like the game is because you're watching players emulate players instead of players and teams emulating teams. It's a team sport. It's a team that plays the best that wins. So you need to be emulating the style of the Warriors, not Steph Curry.
Well, but that's what? But everybody thinks they can make threes, and that's the game we're watching now. I'm just saying, Leon, I've talked to plenty of former players who are frustrated trying to watch this game. It doesn't resemble anything that they used to play. And I've been covering the league since 1987, not just watching on my couch. I've been there. I was there when Michael Jordan made that shot over Craig Elo. I was sitting courtside. It's just a different game to me, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm looking forward to the finals. But I just don't like the style of play. That's all I'm saying.
My thing, Leon, is you can't blame Steph for that. That's not Steph's fault.
No. Without a doubt, it's not Steph's fault because, one, he's effective doing what he's doing. But, you know, when you say you don't like the style of play, I don't like the style of play for all the other reasons, okay? The way the games are called now is just absolutely ridiculous, okay?
You can't touch anybody.
If you play defense on a guy, you get a foul.
Yep.
Basically.
Right.
You're supposed to let a guy just come walk in and just take a layup on you. At least put your hands up. If you just put your hands up and don't even jump, don't contest the shot, why would it ever be called a foul?
Right. You're right. Well, look, good points. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Okay, give us your pick in the finals and why.
My pick is the Golden State Warriors. And why is a very simple reason. I've never seen this Golden State Warriors, a healthy Golden State Warriors not win the chip.
Yes, you did. They were up 3-1. Draymond went wait a minute. Hold on, Leon. Let me lay it out and then you tell me.
He knows.
You
Rob.
Tell me they weren't healthy. All right.
I know what you're talking about.
He missed game five, and they were up 3-2 and had two more games, including a game seven at home.
No.
And they choked.
No. He missed game six.
No, he didn't. He missed game five.
Draymond missed game
five. Come on, Leon.
But I'm with you. Missing one game is too much.
Hold on a second. What I'm saying is that I've never seen a full-strength Golden State Warrior team not get the chip. For whatever reason.
And we've never seen them beat a full-strength team without Durant either. So what's the difference, right? They haven't beat – when they beat LeBron and them, Kevin Love and Kyrie were out.
Wait a second. What's the difference? I'm not arguing that injuries are part of the game. We know that. All I'm saying is that if they are 100% healthy throughout the series, I believe they will win because I have not seen them not win when they're 100%. That's all I'm saying.
All right,
Injuries are part of the game.
Let's go here, Leon.
See, Leon didn't think I was going to be this feisty today. You didn't know that, did you?
He knows how you are.
Hold on a second. I want to say something because, Rob, I really like you. So, Chris, you need to talk to him and let him know something.
Okay.
Rob, I hate to break this to you, but you are in the hype business. You're supposed to be hyped about the finals. That's why you're on the radio.
He'd rather go at you and be a contrarian.
I'm not a contrarian.
You know, all that stuff, rip Steph and all that. All right, look, speaking of Steph, Leon, you've heard the talk. There's a lot of talk about if he wins this finals, he will be a top 10 player of all time. Now, you might disagree with me on this. I've already got him as the best small player, better than Isaiah. I got Isaiah second. I think he definitely becomes the best small player if they win this finals. But how do you think winning this finals would affect his legacy?
Well, I mean, without a doubt, he's top 10. I mean, because he has the accolades right now that better some people that are already in the top 10.
Even though he plays half the court?
Right now, okay? So what I'm saying is, but you have to realize, it doesn't matter what you do, Rob, is if what you do wins, that's what matters.
Okay, so Leon, if they lose and Steph Curry has a bad series, what would that say? If they lose this, that everybody, a lot of people have them as they're the favorites in Vegas. If they lose this, what would that say about Steph Curry?
It's not going to say anything about him. Okay. He's not going to lose us.
Typical, right?
He's not going to lose anything.
He can only gain. He can't lose anything.
I do agree, though. He's a made man.
He can only gain. He can only gain from winning. He's not going to lose anything because what his accomplishments are already cemented.
Do you think there's been talk, you know, KD left them, obviously, hasn't gotten it done in Brooklyn. Injury's a large part of that. Do you think this could reflect negatively on KD if they win?
Well, you know, success in any business is as much about decision as it is talent. It's the decisions you made drive how successful you are. So did he make the right decision? The jury's still out, but I can tell you this much. Franchises, front offices win championships, okay, not players. If you leave an elite franchise, an elite front office to go to a front office that's in shambles, you weren't making a good career move.
Yeah, no, that's real talk. That's a solid take. That's a solid take. So, go ahead.
When people say, you know, oh, he left Steph to go to Kyrie, I'm saying, wait, you left Golden State front office to go to the Nets front office?
Wait a minute, Leon. They didn't treat him with the respect that he deserved. They even put up a video of the greatest Warriors. This guy won back-to-back MVPs in the finals. They didn't even include him. They were in a parade, and their GM was downplaying him and acting like he wasn't a big part of the team. Why would you want to work for a guy or an organization that doesn't respect you and what you were able to do? It wasn't like he just latched his wagon onto the Warriors and won two championships by just being there. He was a huge part of it, and they didn't respect him. That's why he left. I mean, come on. Be honest.
Rob, you got to stop reading KD's tweets, okay? You're drinking the damn Kool-Aid. They love the hell out of that guy and expecting him to open up the new arena with him. And he's listening to people like y'all, and there's a reason why he left and is sitting there wondering, what the hell am I doing with this front office now?
Let me ask you one question, Leon. Yes or no answer. Yes or no. Was it right for them to put up a video of great Warriors and exclude Kevin Durant?
To be perfectly honest with you, I would say no. But depending on the timing of it, I don't know when that happened. But I know he's fresh off of stuff. And so maybe he didn't have the time in there that other people had.
Is it time or championship?
Maybe the criteria was play 5 years for the franchise.
No, come on. Stop it, Leon.
Right.
Let's put Monte Ellis, because he played 8 years there over Kevin Durant.
Back to your corners.
Maybe they value loyalty. Maybe they value loyalty.
No, you should value championship.
They do value loyalty.
Championships matter more, Leon.
Before you go, tell us what you got going on. What, any place people can catch you?
Yeah, you know, my band is, you can catch my band. We're like doing spots all around the country, Leon and the Peoples. And then I got a couple TV shows coming out. I don't know when they're airing. But you'll always know, Chris, especially when we break some bread. I give you the 411 and everything.
Hey, absolutely.
What about are you coming to my comedy show next Thursday here at the Comedy Store? I make my debut on stage, Leon.
Yeah, if you're going to be happy.
I'll be happy. Doing comedy,
I'm going to come up there and see Rob acting all sour. Chris, he's going to be mad because by then the Warriors be up too low.
You know
he's
going to be mad.
That's right. Leon, great
Take
stuff,
it easy.
Brother.
All right,
Always
buddy.
A pleasure.
Well, definitely, without a doubt, guys. I hope it's a great series. Take care.
That's right. All right, Shekel City is next. TV Live. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card?
but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Family Feud, right? Probably my favorite game show ever, Rob.
Really?
I loved Family. I mean, it's even today I could watch it with Steve Harvey. You know, every once in a while I'll catch it.
Only thing is, you know, Richard Dawson was a little frisky, you know, with the women.
He was definitely fresh with the women.
He was kissing
women on the lips.
On the lips. Iowa Sam, did you ever see Richard Dawson kissing women on the lips?
Definitely was too handsy.
I was
you couldn't, obviously,
you couldn't get away with that now, but it used to be racy.
Yeah, it was. But it was a great show. That was, like I said, probably my
favorite. Are you ready? I got it. Here we go.
I love Connection, too.
I love Love Connection.
Love Connection.
Here's Richard Dawson. 100 people surveyed, top 5 answers on the board. Here's the question. Right? That was it.
That's it. All right, look, we got to hurry. We're running out of time. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City. Not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but let's just go into it. We don't have a lot of time. I got the Celtics plus 3.5 in San Francisco by the Bay tonight. That is my best bet. I'm going to go with the Celtics stealing game one. Normally in a series, if you want to get that, you want to grab that game one, I'm going to do that. Chris, the Mets are in Los Angeles for four games with the Dodgers. Two best teams in the National League. That's going to be great. I got the run total under 8.5 Mets-Dodgers, under 8.5. And then the Braves and the Rockies, run total, Chris, under 11.5. I know it's Colorado and they score a lot of runs and home runs. I'm going to go under 11.5 total runs. There you go. Remember, I'm not telling you who to vote on, who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, you have been toying with the idea of picking Boston in a sweep. We don't have much time, but I'll give you my pick first, and then you can go ahead. I got Golden State in seven. I got Golden State winning tonight. If they lose tonight, I'm sticking with my pick. But if you're right and Boston steals it, that's huge because Golden State's been 9-0 at home during these playoffs. Boston's been bad in games ones. They need this postseason. They needed the buzzer beater to beat Brooklyn in game one. They lost by double figures to both Milwaukee and Miami in game one. Obviously, they didn't have the rest that Golden State had, and they're in Golden State. So if they come out and win tonight, Rob, it's a great sign for them and a bad sign for Golden State. Your pick?
I love Boston and its record against Golden State over the last few years. They match up with them well. They've beaten them consistently, and I hear you about game ones, but I think if you're going to and you're that team, you kind of got to steal game one. That's the one that everybody thinks the home team is going to win. So I'm going to go with Boston stealing game one. I wanted to pick them in a sweep. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pick them in six games. I think Boston wins in six.
That's a big difference from a sweep.
No, I want to pick a sweep, but I think I just can't because of the way that they've performed in some in big games at home. So I'm not.
Okay. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. You got to keep it locked. Chris and Rob live on Fox Sports Radio. Don't touch that dial.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!